Avi wants that there should be a famine, there shouldn't be water, there should be starving. So Lord, they start doing tshuva, but our core point of the do never stop. That's why when he wanted to show him, I'll show you now that the Yad Hashem, Hashem is emes, that there'll be rain, he only showed him water, rain, but not do. Because the do never stops. So that's a raya that do never stops, as always do. Chet Gemara is so. Since you tell me now do never stops, so year round it always has do. What Elio never has to swear in the first place? Like the first part of the pasuk says, "Vayomer Elio atishbi," that Elachav Chai Hashem l'kei Yisrael Asher mati l'fonav im yir Hashanu me'la talumotor. He said the word talumotor. Like it'll only be do according to my diba, the way I say. So what do you have to mention tal altogether for? If you're telling me now tal never stops, they just do the whole year round, so why do you know have to mention the word tal altogether? And for the Gemara, Hoki Komali, this is what Eliyahu Hanavi was telling Achav, that afilo tal debrocha nami lo yosi. You should know true will always have do, but do is not always a brocha. At certain times the do can be a brocha, and certain times the do cannot be a brocha. So he said, the bracha, you won't have a bracha, only lefi what I say. And Rashi says, afilo tal de bracha, sheyatzmiach shum tzemach. True, there'll be do. But in order to have a bracha from the do, that the things that starts growing, that's only going to be our piv, the way I say, the way Hashem says it. That's what Eliyahu HaNavi told Achav. True, you'll have do. But who says that do is going to make it grow? You should know the things are not going to grow, only according to the way Hashem, the Dvar Hashem. So that's what he meant to say at the beginning. Freddy Gemara, if so, for lahagre letal de bracha. If so, if Eliyahu HaNavi meant to tell him that the dew will not give you a bracha, things will not grow because of it, so why didn't he speak back when he made his shul? He should have said, you should know, the only time you're going to have tal is according to what I tell you. And what he meant to say is, you'll only have the bracha, you'll only start growing from the tal according to the Dvar Hashem. So why didn't he mention tal when he swore back to him? He should have meant to show him. He should have said, he only said rain. Why didn't he say tal also? So we're saying until now, because tal always comes. True, it always comes. But you don't always have a bracha from the tal. So why did Eliyahu HaNavi like proof to him and show him that you know when you're going to have the bracha? Only when I say there'll be a bracha. When I don't say there'll be a bracha, there won't be a bracha. So the Gemara says, Mishum Lemintra Milsa. He didn't want a fatum of Achav. In other words, Achav would have had a teretz. It's not 100% that you don't see. Because l'maisa, the dew always comes down. So if Eliyahu HaNavi would have told Achav, you should know, you're only going to have a bracha when I tell you so, and he won't listen to him. It won't mean anything to Achav. Because Achav would say, you see, the whole year round we always had dew. I, from that dew, you don't get a bracha. That's hard to tell. You can't see clearly if the bracha comes from the dew or not. If it's going to rain or not, that you see clearly. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him clearly, you're not going to see rain until I'm going to tell you there'll be rain. So you see clearly that Hashem is emes. But if he would have said, you're only going to have a bracha when I say so, Achav wouldn't have felt anything. He would have felt, you're lying, you see, you're nothing. Because I have to do the whole year round. There's no bracha. That's not so minty, you can't tell so clearly when the bracha comes or not. So Rashi Lemintra Milsa. Ta'ai talu mi'ikara. There was always do. Achav wouldn't agree for the fact that later now it comes a tal to give a bracha. Achav would have got angry and said, no, you see you're wrong. You see the dew never held back. You're telling me now you have the power to hold back the rain and it only come when you say so. Achav would say no. If he would have said, I could hold back the dew, Achav would have said, you're phony. You have no power. Because you see, Lamaisa, the dew is coming down. There's not a bracha involved. That you can't tell. That wouldn't have been nicker so much. So, Kisra, from this pasuk, we have a raya that tal always comes down. Tal never stops. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to mention merit at all. You don't have to give shvach to Hashem about the tal, because we don't have to daven for it. It always comes. But how do we know now that the wind also never stops? That we're now mechuyev to say mashav ruach the whole year. How do we know we don't have to say mashav ruach? Minolan deloy metri. Om Reb Yeshua ben Levi. The Yom HaKrokos, the pasuk says like this. The pasuk in Zechariah. Ki karba ruchos hashemayim. like the four different winds of the Shemayim. Perashti Eschem Nium Hashem. Hashem is saying he spread out Klal Yisrael. For the Gemara, my Kamalhu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say here? What did he mean to say he spread out Klal Yisrael like the four different winds of the Shemayim? Elaim, if he means to say like this. Elaim Hochi Kamalhu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is what Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael. That Dibidar Sinchu the Arba Rucha the Alma. Yishno, I'm spreading you out over the four corners, the four ruches of the world. That's what Hashem meant to say. I'm spreading you out all over the world. For the Gemara Yehoshi, that's what he meant to say. Why does the Pasuk say, Ka'arba, like the four ruches? He should have said, Ba'arba, in the four ruches. Hashem is spreading out Klal Yisrael now in the four ruches of the world. So why does it say, Loshin Ka? It should have said, Ba'arba. More says, Elohi Kama. This is what HaKadosh Baruch was telling Klal Yisrael. That you should know. That Kishem Shiyeshul Yelam Bla Ruchais. The same way the world cannot be in existence without the Ruchais. We need the winds to live on. And Rashi says, Shlo Yiskayim Meroiv Hevel B'chamimus. Like this, the world is very hot. So if you don't have the wind blowing, it'll be too hot to live on. The world cannot be in existence without the winds. Is Kach, the same thing, Yiyefshel Yoylem Blo Yisrael. The world cannot be in existence without Klal Yisrael. That's what Hashem is saying. That Kikar Baruchas Hashemayim Perashti Eschem. Just like the world needs the winds, the same thing the world needs Klal Yisrael. But I call upon him, you see that the world cannot be in existence without the wind. So that's the Raya, the Ruchas never stop. So all year round we always have winds when we need them. So Rashi, Blo Yisrael, Shein Olam Miskayim Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. This whole world is only in existence because of Klal Yisrael. V'yochi Yom HaKor, this is what the Pasuk is saying. Ki gadal ruchos Hashemayim Perashti Eschem, v'ruchos Erdom, kidei she yiskayim, in order that the world should be in existence. Shein Emrem Levrisi Yom HaValayla Chuk Hashemayim Lo Samti. If not for the fact that I created the Torah, Klal Yisrael, the world would not be in existence. So it's because Klal Yisrael is doing the mitzvahs, learning the Torah, that's why the world is in existence. So I call upon him, you see, ruchos is needed for the world, there's always ruchos. That's why we don't have a chiv to mention Mashav Ruach, Amarin Atal, the whole year. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Hilkach, therefore, the Yemoisa Chama, during the summer months, Omer Mashav Ruach, if somebody does say Mashav Ruach, Ein Machzir Noisei. We don't tell him to daven over again, because there's nothing wrong with it. Like the whole year round, we need the Ruach, we have the Ruach. So if you want to, you have a right to say it. Mashenkin Oma Murid Hagoshim, if somebody says the words Geshem during the summer months, then Machzir Noisei. He has to stop and Shemon Esrei over again. Rashi, Mashav Ruach and Machzir Noisei, the Balav Hochi Lemetzer. I want to show you, whether you daven or not, it won't stop, so you're not doing anything wrong. Of a Murid Hageshem Machzir Noisei, the Metzer, because really the rain stops in the summer months. The Chiv on the boy, Amitro, and since now you're davening for rain, you didn't daven a good davening. If it starts to rain in the summer months, it's no good. That's the time to cut down the tefillah. It's no good to rain then. So if you daven something no good, that's called the tefillah shein hogun. You have to daven over again. So in the summer months, if you would say Mashav Aruach, like now, today, if you'd say Mashav Marid Hageshem, you have to daven over again. What about the Moisak HaShomim? Let's say after Sukkot, from Sukkot until Pesach, during the winter. Now it's like this. Lo Yom Mashav Aruach Emachzir Noisei. If you don't say Mashav Aruach, you don't have to daven over again. Because the Ruchas, we said, never stop, they're always there, they don't need the tefillah, so even if you don't mention it, you don't have to go over again. But lo yom ha-morid ha-geshem, let's say in the winter, like right now, after Shemini Atzeres, at any time you forgot to say morid ha-geshem, the loch is machzir noisei. You have to start over again Shemon Esrei. Because since the rain, it stops, and we have to daven for it, we need it, therefore part of tefillah is to daven for it. And if you didn't daven for it, that's not the tefillah you're supposed to daven, you have to daven over again. For lo yoy, not only this, Elafilu Omar Mavir Haruach. Even if somebody said in the tefillah, the wind should go away. Omar Friach Atal, the tal should also go away. And the chur is not a nice tefillah. You're davening that Hashem should take away the winds. Hashem should take away the dew. Still, Eimach Zirun Oisai. Still, you don't have to daven over again. Vice versa, that's not called a tefillah at all.
since your tefillah can't stop it, Lamaise said there's always wind there, there's always tal there, so it's like a tefillah l'shav, it has this in vain. But our koponim is not called Ein Hogun, therefore we don't have to daven over again. It's like a chiddush. The chura should be called a hefsik the chura. And he's saying something you're not supposed to say. But I says no. Negeh tetal, the tefillah means nothing. So therefore we consider as if you didn't say it, you don't have to daven over again. Tana, we learn like this in the Braisa. The oven over ruchais, about the clouds and about the winds, loichayvu chachomim haskir. The Chum did not say you have to mention. There's never a chiyuv to mention that Hashem brings clouds. If somebody wants to mention about the clouds, he has a right to mention about the clouds. My time, what's the reason here also? Why are clouds not? Mishum delay netzri. Because same thing, clouds never stop. The whole year round there are clouds, there are winds the whole year round, therefore you don't have to mention it in Tefillah. For the Gemara of delay netzri, is it true that the clouds never stop? We are Tony Rav Yosef. We learn like this. The pasuk says, "We otzar es haShemayim min ofen midashim." That Hashem will hold back the Shemayim means what? He'll hold back the clouds. Vaito min aruchais, and he'll hold back ruchais also. To see, it's possible for Hashem to hold back the clouds and the ruchais and the winds. So the Gemara, how do you know this? Atroim min ofen min aruchais. You're saying Shan this pasuk in Shema that we say the Yotzer as Hashemayim means Hashem will hold back the Shemayim means will hold back the clouds and the winds from Shemayim. For the Gemara, that's the pshat. Atzweimim min ovedim min aruchos. Oyeimim maybe not. Ela min amotor. Maybe the pasuk means the Yotzer as Hashemayim. Hashem will hold back in the Shemayim means will hold back the rain. That's what Hashem holds back. Like we're learning, rain could be held back. Mashenke and ruchos are not held back. That you know to say, the Otzer as Hashemayim means the Ruchais, and means the clouds. Have the Gemara, Keshuai mer v'lo yiyamotor. When the Pesach says v'lo yiyamotor, there should not be any rain, hare motor omar. So the Pesach mentioned the word motor about the rain. If so, ho'mani mekayim v'yotzer as Hashemayim. What do I do with the Pesach that says, v'yotzer as Hashemayim? What does it mean Hashem will hold back the Shemayim? You have to say it means min ha'ovin and min ha'ruchas. It means Hashem will hold back the Shemayim, will not give out clouds, and will not give out the winds. So the Chura, Kashia Ruches Aruches, Kashia Ovim Ovim. There's a Stira. We're saying Ruches always comes. And Eretz Mashma V'yotzer, Hashem will hold back the winds. We're saying clouds always comes. And Eretz saying V'yotzer, Hashem will hold back the clouds. So it's a Stira. Have the Gemara, no. Ovim Ovim like Kashia. There's no Stira about the clouds. I tell you, there are two different types of clouds. I tell you, one of the clouds that come very early before it starts to rain, and one of the late clouds that come after it rains. So Rashi says like this. The charfi means ovim dechirois, the young clouds. Haboyim lefnei amotor, enem atzuris. They never stop. The small clouds that come before it rains, that we always have. Of the afli, haboyis mucharois, liachir amotor. The clouds that come after it rains, the shnuyas lamotarain, those things are very good, they're like second to the rain. Like the best thing is to have rain mamish. Second best to the rain is after it rains you should have clouds. These things sometimes Hashem holds back, the second type of clouds, the clouds that come after the rain. Now v'chivon di'en kulam etzarois, la'ichayvu l'haskir. But since l'maisa, all type of clouds don't stop, the clouds that come before the rain will always be here. Therefore, Chacham didn't say you have to mention it. We only have to mention rain, because that taka sometimes will stop completely. Ma'asherim came, the clouds, that there are type of clouds that will never stop. Therefore, we don't have to mention clouds in Tefillah. Even though it's the second type of clouds that come after the rain that may stop, and that's a big bracha, but since the clouds before the rain will never stop, we don't have to daven for it. Yeah. Ruchas Aruchas Akasha. I'll give you a terrace about Ruchas also. So far we answered Ruchas Aruchas, we answered Ovim Ovim. Clouds and clouds are two different types of clouds. Fred Gemara, what about Ruchas Aruchas? We still have a stira about the winds. And the Gemara also like Kasha, there's no stira. Ha Baruch Mitsuya. The normal winds, they never stop. That will have the whole year round. Therefore we don't have to daven for Ruchas. But after it says, Hashem will hold back the winds, That means the strong winds, Peruach Shein Mitsuya. The strong winds, that sometimes Hashem does hold back. So again, Rashi says, because we could live, the world could be in existence with the normal winds. We don't badavka need the big strong winds. Try the Gemara. Ruach Shein Mitsuya, Chazi Levedori. L'chura no? L'chura, the strong winds we badavka need. Levedori, some people are threshing out their wheat. You throw up the wheat and the wind throws away the shaft and the good wheat comes down. So who you need the strong winds? We can't go without it. So we should daven for it. And the Gemara, no, Efshir ben Afosam. You could use a fan to do it also. Rashi, Efshir ben Afosam means a fan, balaz, benap of a cavern. We could do this with type of sieves also. If you want to stomp, throw up the wheat to get the shaft blow away and the wheat falls down, you don't bedavka need the strong winds. We could do it without the strong winds. So therefore, we don't daven for the strong winds. Since we have the regular winds that are always here, we don't have to daven for it. Tona, ha'ovim v'haruchais shniyat l'motor. They're like second to rain. The best thing for us is rain. Second best to rain is the clouds that come after the rain and the winds that come right after the rain. Rashi, kamat shum ilas t'motor atzon. These things kamat help us just like rain itself helps us. What are we talking about? Omar Ula Vitem Rabbi Yehuda. Tebosa Mitra. It means the clouds and the winds that come right after the rain, those are very good. Lameimer, you want to tell me the Mayusi. The rain and the winds and the clouds after rain is very good. I will see the Pasuk says, Yiten Hashem es motor atzacho offer for yofer. The Pasuk is talking about the klola. It says that Hashem will give us a klola, a curse, that after the rain, He'll give us winds to make ofek v'yofer, there'll be dust going on. V'yomer ula v'tem Rabbi Yehuda, it means to say, zika d'bosa mitra. It means if there's a wind after the rain, the wind makes like the dust come into mud and throws the mud all over, it's a klola. So how could you say the wind after the rain is something good? Here the pasuk says that's called a klola. And the Gemara Lakash is no sira. Ho d'yosa nicha d'yosa rizia. If the wind comes nice, b'nechusam, that's very good. That makes the rain penetrate the ground, it dries up the ground, that's very good. But when the wind comes very strong, that's no good. That makes the mud flying very dirty, that's no good, that's not a klola. But to have normal wind after the rain, that's very good. The boy is saying, hod the mala ofuk, and it's really not gross, it's the same as the terror, it's a pshat. Hod the yosu rizia mean, hod the mala ofuk, hod the mala ofuk. If the winds come very strong and they make mud fly up, that's no good. But normal winds don't make the mud. It just smooths out the ground and makes the ground, the rain penetrating the ground. That's good. V'yoma Rabbi Yehuda, zika debosa mitra. If you have wind after the rain, kemitra. It's not much like rain. No, this is a good thing. Rashi Kimitra means again, Shniyat Lamata. Kiyotani Batesefta. It's second best to the rain itself. Eva, if you have clouds, Tabasa Mitra, after it rains. If you have clouds, the same thing, Kimitra. It's also very good, it's good to have clouds after you rain. Shimsha Tabasa Mitra, let's say the sun comes out after it rains, is Katre Mitri. That's even better. It's like two times the rain. Hey, to have the sun come out right after the rain, that's even better. It penetrates more in the ground and makes the ground produce better. What did you mean to be b'mayit over here? What are you saying that you mean to be b'mayit here? Like, what else is there? After all these things you said, after the rain, they're good, like the rain. What thing comes afterwards that's not considered like mutter? What comes after the rain that's not as good as the rain itself? Have the Gemara know what it is? Gili the leila. If you have a mole, gili says means pirus richas halayla. In the middle of the night, there's a shining coming out through the night, through the dark. That's no good. After the rain, if a bright shine comes out from the shemayim, that's no good. Feshimsha devene karchi. If you have sun that comes to different places like a bull, you have a bald head, you have a little hair here, a little hair there. If the sun shines down a little different places, but in between still cloudy, that's no good. Shrashi Gilad Lila means Ishlushabalaz, the Gili Habikoi, a bright thing shoots out from the sky. Or else, b'yoyma d'shimshu d'vei karchein, she'bein oven in between the clouds, she'nir of a mokem echad oira, one place the sign, the sun is shining, of a mocha racha munen, another place is still cloudy, that's no good. Kikorach like a bald head, she'esh loy tsarvus a mokem echad, one place is here, he'll croch a mokem achad, another place is bald. So here also, if the sun comes down in one place, but in between there's the oven, there's the clouds, that's no good. That's no good after the rain. Omar Rova, Miley Talga Leture, it's very good Talga snow, Leture for the mountains, Kechamisha Matre Laria, like 5 times rain to the ground. Now, is the snow to the mountains is very, very good. Rashi says, Miley Talga Leture, the Koshchen Levika, Vada, the snow is good for the valleys. Elohore Mainland Gishomen, just the Chiddush is that on mountains, rain doesn't penetrate so much, because rain just runs right down. Ela shelet, but snow penetrates on the mountains. Shagishomim yordim lamata, because the rain just runs right down off the mountain. V'yena ha-shaisimim, it doesn't penetrate into the mountain. V'yoyd shelet shebamokim nimas. And secondly, even if it snows on the valley, it melts right away, because it's hot down there. V'yoyl v'v'yachayim, it melts because of the heat. Shesherlet shom, kemayim. Ava b'horim kore shelet. Mashenka in the mountains, there it's high up, there if it snows, it stays there, penetrates on the mountains. It's a good thing for the mountains to have the snow. Like 5 times the rain. Shrashi Khamisha Mitulyaryam, Tochi Mash Makro. Let's see the Posik. Shinemana Posik says, Kila Sheleg Yoimar, Heve Oretz, Vegesha Motor, Vegesha Mitres Uzai. So Rashi says, Tochi Mash Makro, Kila Sheleg Yoimar, Heve Eretz, Kishyermala Sheleg Heve Eretz, Hareya Kegeshe Motor Vegeshe Matarois for Yesh Kan Chamisha. It says 2, 4, 5 here, as if to say the shelig, the snow, for the mountains is like 5 times the rain. It penetrates into the mountains like 5 rains would penetrate into the mountains. Of course, the rain just runs right off it. Vashenka and the snow stays there, it's like 5 rains. The Yomar Rava, Talga the Turai Motra, that Talga, if he snows on the mountains, that's mitra. That's mamish like rain. It's very good. No. Talga l'mitra is one thing. Now mitra rezia lilone, and you know, these are good things. Snow is good for the mountains. Mitra rain rezia, hard rain lilone, it's good for trees. Mitra nicha, when it rains drizzle light rain, that's leperi. Rashi says sheyored benachas yofu leperi tatzua, means for the wheat. For the grain that's growing, if hard rain comes down, it'll ruin it. Mashenka, and trees don't get ruined from hard rain. So hard rain is good for the trees. But soft rain is good for the tua. What about ufila? Afilo lapartzit.